started preaching in a series from Gethsemane down to Golgotha, down to the grave. This morning, the Lord, He got out of the grave on the third day. Aren't you glad we got a God that's very much alive? So He left a word to His disciples. He left it to the church, which is a word to us. Our Bible is still right in this day and this hour. We don't need a new Bible. We need to get in the one that God left to us. Here in the book of Acts, the Bible said, the former treatise Luke is writing, he said, the former treatise, or the former letter that I wrote to you, which was the Gospel of Luke, have I made, O Theophilus. Who's that? He's a Christian. He has saved these papers. There, Luke had entrusted him to hand him off the Gospel. Now he's giving him the continuation of what he has seen and knows in the book of Acts. He says, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive, talking about Jesus, after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, who is saying that you've heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Then he said this, verse 8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth, the great commission to the church. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time. Pray now you let preaching be easy. Would you guard my mind and my heart? Let us be a blessing to your people. I pray you deal with sinners. You draw them by your amazing grace and your long arm of kindness. Help us now. Thank you for the good songs we've heard, the good fellowship we've been able to enjoy. I pray now you'd use the Word of God like only you can by the Spirit of God. We'll be careful and honor you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. So the Lord has gotten out of the tomb. He has shown himself to his disciples. He went to the upper room. He went up into a mountain. He went down to a tomb. He showed himself. And for 40 days, he's proved that he is alive. You say, well, preacher, you went there. Do you believe he's alive? I believe he's alive because he lives in my heart this morning. So as this great ascension has happened, I want to preach on this term this morning out of verse number 11, this same Jesus. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, I'm glad I know where he is this morning, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Now, I want to say this same Jesus, he is the same person. There's not another one. There's only been one like him. He was born in Bethlehem by a virgin woman that had never known man. He healed the sick. He touched the blind. He touched the lepers. And he stilled the storm. He called Lazarus out of the grave. And this same Jesus will return by his same person. Can I tell you? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13. Oh, the Bible tells us something in verse number 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Can I tell you, He's the same person. God's not sending nobody else. Yes, He's got the resurrected body, but I'm glad He's on the right-hand side of the Father today. You said, preacher, what is He doing? He's ruling and reigning as it pleases Him. He's the intercession for mankind. He reaches down and gets a hold of the sinner and brings them to God the Father. I'm glad He is our great mediator. This person of the Lord Jesus Christ, honey, He's not changed. He knows where you are. He knows where I am. He knows where everybody is this morning. The all-knowing, the all-seeing God. I'm glad one day Jesus is coming back. Thank God this same Jesus, He's a coming back to all of His children. So we see this same Jesus and His person. But then we see the same Jesus and His passion. The Bible said in verse number 3, to whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs. This word passion, it means suffering. It means brutality of what has happened. It also means that He had a heart for others. Aren't you glad that Jesus came to save sinners? Why in the world has Baptist folks got so narrow-minded when sinners come in the house of God? They want to pull out their measuring tape and their ruler stick. Honey, I want to remind you today that Jesus never ever cleaned a fish till He caught it first. You just mind God. Love God. Love one another. And let God save old sinners. Hey, why is the hospital there? It's there for sick folk. Why is the church there? It's so sinners can come and be saved by God's amazing grace. There's still a heaven to gain and a hell to shine. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Brother Scott, I'm headed to heaven this morning, not by what I've done, but by what this man Jesus has done for all of us. He took our scars. He took our bruises. Oh, He was smitten and afflicted of God. He bore all of our transgressions. There's nobody like Jesus. You said, why ain't God sending somebody else? Because there ain't nobody else to send. I'm glad Jesus is alive and well, and He's soon to appear and step out on the cloud of glory. This same Jesus, the one that has been touched by the feeling of our infirmities, He knows everything that's going on in our life. Oh, I'm glad this same Jesus. Aren't you glad He's not sending Moses? Aren't you glad He's not sending Elijah or sending David? Why? Because they were sinners saved by the grace of God. But He's sending the sinless Lamb, one that had never known sin and took upon Him the sin debt of all mankind. He's returning for His children, for the church, the blood-washed band. Thank God I'm going to heaven. Are you going to heaven this morning? I say hallelujah. I want to say I'm glad I'm going to heaven because what this man Jesus has done for me. This same Jesus, the same person, the same passion. I love this in my Bible. Some men don't believe it, but it's in my Bible, so I'm going to preach out of it. It's found over in 1 Timothy chapter number 1. He says there, verse number 15, he says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Yeah. Honey, if He saved the chief, He can save all of the little Indians. Thank God He's still in the saving business. This same Jesus is going to return with the same passion. He loves sinners. Religious people don't love sinners. I remembered Miss Sherry one time as a woman walked in. She walked in because our church is real pretty. She seen it from the highway. She's one of them highfalutin folks. Somebody say amen. She come walking in with her little nose stuck up toward the chandelier, Brother Scott. If it would have rained, she'd have drowned. But I come to tell you, honey, religion will let you die and go to hell.
But hey, Jesus can set you free. God intended for all mankind to be saved. He sent His Son to down an old Roman cross. That ain't the end of the story. Yes, He did die. But honey, on the third day He got out of the grave. And that still ain't the end of the story. Jesus is coming back. He's soon to return. I've heard it as I was a lad. I heard it as a young preacher. All the old preachers are screaming, Jesus is coming. Honey, the message ain't changed. Jesus is still coming. And oh my, what a day. When we get to see Him and get a little glimpse of Him from glory, we're going to get a new body. We're going to say goodbye to this world and go to our home. Hallelujah. No more heartaches, no more pains, no more hospital visits, no more funeral homes, no more bad calls. Thank God I'm glad. Hallelujah. I'm headed to the other side. I'm glad this same Jesus is coming back for us one glorious day. The same person, the same passion, and the same power. He loves sinners. That lets me know He loves me. You know, some of these boys tickle me. They got these jacked up four-wheel drive trucks. Got a sticker on the windshield, ain't scared. It's jacked up so high they got to throw a ladder out to let their wife down in the parking lot. Let me tell you something, honey. There's a phone call can change your world. There's an experience that can change your world. But the same God that took His Son out of the tomb, and the same Son that took His own self out of the tomb. It's an amazing thing. Read your Bible. The Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, they were all part of that great resurrection morning. Can I tell you, they're going to be a great part of the return. The Father's going to send the Son. We that have the Holy Ghost, we're going to go up to heaven with Him. There's going to be 7 years of tribulation. Hit this world like you've never seen. You better get saved. They not playing bingo in hell this morning, friend. Hell is a real place. You better get your heart right with God. Repent of your sins. Turn to Christ, and He'll save you for all eternity. I'm talking about this same Jesus. Oh, in His person, in His passion, and His power, He's got power to save. He's got power to reunite. A lot of you quit praying because you think God's out of business. Honey, I come to tell you, God's still in business. Tuesday night, I seen a linebacker, big old tough boy, senior in the high school. Holy Ghost moved, and Brother David, he got saved by the grace of God. He's standing there grinning with everybody. Can I tell you, the same power that saved me in 1981 is still available in 2026, Brother Troy. I remember one morning you knelt down, said, "Preacher, I'm going to hell. I want to be saved." One of my dear friends, Brother Felton, he knelt at the same post, said, "I'm going to hell." But guess what? They ain't going to hell no more, because Jesus had the power to save them and forgive them of all of their sin. This same Jesus. Buddha, Muhammad, they ain't coming. You know why? Because they in hell somewhere. But Jesus, the lowly Jesus, come riding in Jerusalem on a little donkey. I'm glad He's still riding donkeys this morning. Oh, and they throwed the palm branches in the way and cried, "Hosanna to the highest." The same crowd that said, "Hosanna to the highest," put Him on a cross and crucified Him. But let me tell you, ain't nobody never loved me like Jesus. He's coming back to take His bride home. Oh, my goodness, won't it be something? I wonder what they'll do with this pretty facility when we gone. They called wanting to turn it into car shows and flea markets. I said, "No, honey, we draw a line in the sand here. This is the house of God. This thing ain't a religious hall. Can I tell you, this is the church. The blood washed to the Lamb of God." But friend, let me tell you, when we leave out of this place, I ain't going to worry about no bark on the ground. I ain't going to worry about no paint on the wall. I ain't going to worry about another power bill, thank God. This old world can have it. I've come to tell you, you better get saved. Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. This same Jesus. Not the Jesus that this world's painting. Jesus preached repentance, turning from our sin, trusting Him by faith, and He would save us by amazing grace. Lord, some of you said you got saved. I'd wonder, does He live in me? Make a profession, ain't going to get you to heaven. You better know God lives inside by the person of the Holy Ghost. I sure am glad, Brother Tim, the day I surrendered my life and heart to Him, God moved in and He made a new creature out of me. Have I been perfect? Nope, but I stand perfect by the righteousness of Christ. Thank God it ain't about what I'm doing, it's what He's already done. Oh, ain't it amazing? When I trusted Christ, I received imputed righteousness. What does that mean? God takes the righteousness of His Son, sets it upon the sinner that calls out of their heart, clothes them with the righteousness of Christ. I ain't got no skeletons in my closet, honey. They all been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God I'm saved. I'm glad I'm going to heaven this morning. Hey, young person, you going to heaven? There's one way to get there. And that's by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can work till you give everything you got away. I can baptize you till all the water goes out of the tub. But till you trust Christ as your Savior, repent of your sins and turn to Him by faith. Let Him save you. Heaven will be your home too. I'd hate to know that I preached to people 30-something years. They sat under Bible preaching Sunday after Sunday and turned God away. Can I tell you, God loves you this morning. And He proved that by sending His Son, His only begotten Son, for the sins of this whole world. So I close today. This same Jesus. This same Jesus, He's coming as the same person. He's coming with the same passion. He's coming with the same power. And He's coming with the same promise. He said, I'll be back. You write it down, honey, somewhere. Whatever Jesus says, it's going to come to pass. He's going to return in a cloud of glory. Ain't it amazing? A cloud received Him out of their sight. In the tabernacle, when they worshiped, then priests would minister, the Bible said a cloud would fall upon them. As the children of Israel were walking, there'd be a cloud follow them by day and a fire by night, led them all the way to where they're supposed to go. Now we find out when Jesus has got out of the tomb, He's with His disciples, there's a cloud that has received Him up into glory. Can I remind you, He's coming back one of these days, and we better be ready to receive Him. What are you saying in His promise? His coming is personally. His coming is visibly. His coming is suddenly. But His coming is gloriously. I read where Peter, Brother Shane, said, whom we've not seen, we love. Lord, what a day. Boy, won't that be something. Isn't it amazing? We've never seen Him, but yet we love Him. I'll never forget the first time I seen Miss Renee in Panama City, Florida, about 1979. I was a senior in high school. Boy, that red-headed girl just stole my heart away. Shane, she rocked my world. I moved all the way from Tennessee to this little hick town down in Bowden, Georgia. Didn't have nothing. Lost and undone. Smoking all my troubles away. Got locked up 2 times on the way to see her one day, and I'm ashamed of all that. But one day Jesus come by, and He moved in my heart. I've never met nobody that stole my heart away like He has. Brother Scott, even in the hard times, you come to the instrument. Brother Scott, even in the hard times, He's been there. You know, as God called unto Abraham, Genesis 22, take and offer your son Isaac, your only son whom thou lovest. Abraham didn't know the name of that mountain until he got there. But we know one thing, he had to walk in a valley. When he walked in that valley and he walked up that hill and he was fixed to take the life of his son, even though he trusted God, He'd raise him from the dead, God said, turn around behind you. God had a ram caught in a thicket by his horns, not a blemish on him. I like what one of the old writers said this week, Brother Adam, that ram caught in the thicket by his horns. He could have had briars, Brother Jerry, in his horns showing that crown of thorns. Abraham turned around. What he didn't know, what God was doing behind him. He called to him, Abraham. This is what he said. I want to thank you when hard times has come. You went no place. You said, here I am. We trust in you, God, with everything. He told his disciples right before resurrection morning, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And here it is. If I go away, I'll come again. Receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's going to keep his promise. The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout. Voice of the archangel, trump of God. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, Brother Tim, which are alive spiritually and remain still living, gonna be caught up together. The Lord in the clouds. What a day. This same Jesus. I want to ask you something. You ever been saved this morning? He loves you. I don't know of a greater morning to step out in that aisle. Trust Christ as your Savior. I don't know of a better morning to grab my wife or husband and come pray. Ask God to help you through your situation. Our brother's going to sing. This altar's